Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A police officer is recovering today after being shot while responding to a call of a homicide in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Our Marla Diamond on the scene.
Linda, that officer grazed in the head in what sources say was a shootout with a suspect who had barricaded himself inside a home here on Thomas Boylan Street off Linden Boulevard. This after he allegedly shot and killed a 41-year-old man on the street around 6 in the morning. Ahmed said he was woken up by the shots.
And I see a dead body outside a building, which is very tragic to me, something I witnessed first time. And I see gunshots go off from a rifle, and it's very tragic, you know, and I think the stuff like this could have been prevented.
Police say the suspect is dead. They will provide an update momentarily from Brookdale Hospital. That's where that officer is being treated. He is in stable condition. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brownsville, Brooklyn.
And in Canarsie, the NYPD is now looking for the person they say shot a woman in the face with a pellet gun. Cops say it started as an argument around 7 p.m. on November 4th on East 103rd Street. The victim, a 30-year-old woman, walked back to her car after the argument when the attacker followed her and fired a pellet gun, hitting her in the face. She was taken to Brookdale Hospital and is expected to be okay. Photos of the suspect are available on Crime Stoppers' website. President Trump is changing the tone, now saying he plans to sit down with the city's mayor-elect, Zoran Mamdani, and, quote, work something out. After months of attacking Mamdani on the campaign trail and even threatening to pull federal money from the city, the president telling reporters in Florida,
"The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York."
Mamdani hasn't commented on Trump's remarks yet, but last week he did say he'd reach out to the White House, calling the relationship critical to the city's success. No date has been set for that meeting. The Department of Transportation is rolling out a new Vision Zero campaign, cracking down on dangerous driving. It's called Rewind, and it was unveiled this morning in Brooklyn. It's built around the message that one choice can change everything. You can't rewind a crash. Here's DOT Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez.
The street is not a private access. The street is a public access that belongs to everyone, especially to our cyclists and pedestrians.
Advertisements will run on TV, radio, print, digital, and streaming, and all over MTA transportation, helping to reduce accidents and hopefully protect New Yorkers on the road. Well, it's happening again in Nassau County. Catalytic converters stolen from cars in the middle of the night.
An experienced thief can steal a catalytic converter from a car in 30 seconds. Nassau police say seven have been stolen from cars in the past few weeks, including in Mineola and Massapequa Park. No arrests have been made. Researchers say the top cars at risk, Toyota Priuses, Honda Accords, and Ford trucks. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
9/11 families are speaking out ahead of a high-profile White House visit this week. The grassroots group 9/11 Justice, which represents families of victims, say they want attention on a recent federal ruling that requires Saudi Arabia to stand trial for its alleged role in the 9/11 attacks. A judge in New York found evidence showing what he called prior planning and coordination between Saudi officials and the hijackers. That's a decision that 9/11 families have fought for nearly 25 years. The statement comes as the Saudi crown prince arrives in Washington for meetings with President Trump, who says the U.S. will honor the prince with a full day of events as talks continue about a possible defense agreement and a push toward expanding the Abraham Accords. It'll be the crown prince's first White House visit in more than 7 years, and it coincides with an investment summit that links U.S. and Saudi business leaders. The theme for the 2026 Met Gala has just been announced. It's costume art. The theme pairing high fashion pieces with artwork from across the museum. They're talking paintings, sculptures, drawings, all working together to show how style has always been intertwined with art history. The show will explore the, quote, dressed body. And it's going to be organized by themes like the naked body, the classical body, the pregnant body, even the aging body. The exhibit opens May 10th in a brand new 12,000-square-foot gallery off the Great Hall, only steps from where the carpet is when the A-listers arrive from the May 5th gala. The exhibit runs through January 10th, 2027.
Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark.
A new exhibit opening today here in the city at the Museum of Natural History. It's entitled The End of the Age of Dinosaurs. Curator Roger Benson spoke with 1010 Winds.
It really tells the story of this giant meteorite the size of Mount Everest that struck the Earth 66 million years ago and really changed life forever.
There will be lots of animals in the exhibition, including dinosaurs, which will be life-size replicas, some even 30 feet long. And you can get tickets at amnh.org. And the NYPD has now released photos and video of the man accused of shooting Jets player Chris Boyd outside a club in Midtown Manhattan overnight. Police say Boyd, who's 29 years old, was shot in the abdomen outside of Say Less on West 38th Street at about 2 a.m. after getting into an altercation with someone who allegedly tried to steal his chain. He was rushed to Bellevue Hospital, where he's said to be in critical but stable condition. Investigators still trying to determine if he was the intended target. The NFL released a statement saying they're aware of the situation involving Chris Boyd and have no further comment at this time. You can see photos and videos of the suspect on our website, 1010winds.com. The search continues today for the shooter who killed a 21-year-old woman and 10-year-old boy Saturday night in Newark and injured three others. Our Glenn Shuck has the details.
Yeah, Linda, good morning. I was just looking at a Facebook page honoring the loss of the 10-year-old boy that was killed in this shooting, identified as Jordan Garcia by family and friends. He and his 11-year-old brother were among the five people who were shot on Chancellor Avenue. This was Saturday evening. In fact, Jordan and his brother are coming back from a recreational football. Some people had actually offered them a ride home. They decided just they wanted to walk home and then ended up getting caught in this gunfire. Again, Jordan Garcia, 10 years old, dying, his 11-year-old brother among those wounded. Also, a 21-year-old woman was killed. Now, authorities say it's possible, Linda, that there was more than one shooter involved in this. There is a $10,000 reward that has been out there since Saturday night to get to information. The Essex County Sheriff involved with that. But we'll hear from the Essex County Prosecutor. Press conference that we're expecting to hear from that prosecutor, Theodore Stevens, shortly. We'll see if there's any additional information or possibly an arrest. And again, we'll get to that information as soon as we have it. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in New Jersey.
The city council holding a hearing today to question ACS on exactly how kids in juvenile detention centers are receiving their education. The Administration for Child Services runs two juvenile detention centers, and an audit from the state comptroller found significant absenteeism from classes among the kids in the centers, and that overcrowding at the centers is leading some kids in custody to sleep in classrooms, causing educational disruptions. It also revealed that only a third of kids enrolled in special education plans, SEPs, received their mandated services, and that many kids are not receiving live instruction from a teacher, as is legally required. This is Councilmember Althea Stevens.
Some of the young people are saying that the only instruction that they get are like packets, right? And that's not real instruction. And so even when they do go back into regular school settings, they're so far behind, they don't want to go because they haven't gotten any real instruction.
Stevens says that the education aspect in juvenile detention centers is very important, since education in those systems is what can reduce recidivism.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.